made in Yavin. Either way, the Gemara over here is introducing a Menahani Mili when you have a Svara already that's lurking later on, and the Gemara starts out with the Pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim Hashem. So this question is actually going to be very, very important when we go back and we start to read the Gemara and the Rishonim carefully. Let's take a look first and see the standard approaches of the Gedolei Achronim. Again, we all know that in Shas we have an expression, Lama Likra Svarahu. So if we know at the end of, if there's a Svara that's lurking behind, that Lechura, they didn't dream up this Svara at the end of the Gemara, then what's going on over here? Why is the Gemara right off the bat ask Minani Mili if at the end of the day there's going to be a Svara? So we'll see two standard approaches, and as some of the Talmidim pointed out and say, the standard approaches might not be enough for us, and then we're going to have to go back in the Mineu Bay and the Rishonim. So let's take a look and see where the Pnei Yoshua, you all are familiar with the Pnei Yoshua's Mahalas. The Pnei Yoshua asks on Minani Mili, Lechari Yesh L'tzmoa. The Meikar Ma'isav Adai Klaus, the Hanach Brachot, the Masins, and Dari Brachot, Shlos Ne'achil, the Hamidu Reisa. Chiyev Shalom Arkein. So the Pnei Yoshua is bothered. Do you really, really think that it's going to be a Daraisa? Everybody in the end knows that it's going to be a Darabanan. What's the proof that it's a Darabanan? So I presented to you that there's a Svara at the end of the Gemara. That's also true. And that Lechura Svara is something that you're aware of. But the Pnei Yoshua starts off and he says, we already made reference to a Gemara on the Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph, where the Gemara says, Beferish, that it's a Darabanan. It's not a Daraisa Brach Lefanel. So what's this Menahani Mili that we're trying to find a source? So says the Pnei Yoshua the following pshat: V'nira bezeh, the hashtav asakadaitach, v'akorchach haitayni masnishin hacha sover, the hanach brachos hava midoraisa. So Pnei Yoshua says, Einachanami. This Tana at this stage holds that the brachos are doraisa, and a doraisa that's learned from a pasuk, and that the svara is not going to be enough. Dimlokein kasha tana hechikai ki kushis tosos. So Pnei Yoshua gives a brilliant shot. He says like this, Tosus had asked, why does it say Ketzad? Why does it say Ketzad? At the end of the day, Tana Echekai, where were we referring to? So Tosus suggests either it's going on to the Svara, which we saw that that's difficult, or number two, Tosus said it's going back on the previous Gemara. Says the Pnei Yoshua, from our Gemara itself, it's Masha that's not going back on that Gemara on Chaf on the Beis. Why? The Pnei Yoshua points out the weakness in Tosfos that we already mentioned. That the pashtus of the Gemara over here is that we're talking on a level of Doraisa. If we're talking on a level of Doraisa, the Gemara on Chaf on the Beis is talking on a level of Darabanan. We said that's why the Ritva doesn't use Tosfos' explanation. Hence, the Pnei Yoshua says, the Ketzad is going like this. The Ketzad of the Mishnah is aware, at this stage of the Gemara, is aware that there's a pasuk that's lurking out there. So once the Gemara has a clue from the Ketzad, so the Gemara asks, Minani Mili, at this stage, Einachanami, the Gemara is assuming that there's a pasuk, because if you simply have a Svara, then maybe the Svara is the Svara Derabanan. But the Gemara over here is a Svara that will only work on a level of Derabanan. Why? We'll see in the future. But now, at this stage, with the fact that the Mishnah starts out Ketzad leads us to believe that there's some type of pasuk. Tana Hecha Kain means that it's going back on a pasuk. So it says the Pnei Yoshua that's the pshat in the Gemara, when the Gemara starts off saying Minoani Mili, that the Gemara is aware that there's some type of pasuk, because it's going back on a svara. First of all, Mehechi Tesei, that's a Ketzad, that you could say Ketzad on that, number one. And number two, the Gemara doesn't quote the Svara right away. The Gemara starts with the Pasuk. So the Gemara is aware already, at this stage of the Gemara, we are aware that we're playing with a Din Doraisa. Now, so what emerges then, according to the Pnei Yoshua's Mahalas, is that we could break up our Gemara as first having a Havamina. According to Pnei Yoshua, the Gemara really has a Havamina that the Bracha Lefanea is a full-fledged Doraisa, and we learn from the pasuk of the Kodesh Hilul Hashem, and then the Gemara, boom, 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 the Gemara tries to flesh out whether this Makar is going to be valid. We all know that in the end, the Gemara is going to say that this Makar is not going to be entirely valid. The Gemara is going to reject it. But right now, at this stage of the Gemara, according to Bnei Yeshua's way of learning, the Shaila over here is a Shaila on a level of the Oraisa. Let's see the Gemara, where the Gemara begins to flesh this out, and then the Gemara introduces a new notion that we wouldn't necessarily have thought of Kodesh Elulim. We read the Gemara already as saying that if you have Kodesh Elulim, so that could be a Mekar D'Oraisa even for the Bracha Lifaneha. So now the Gemara begins where we left off in the Gemara. We had left off, thank you, Yossi. The Gemara had left off, Hani Chalaman D'Tani Netu Revai. So the Gemara asks, if you're going to say that we're talking about Netu Revai, so then the Gemara says, she spells out beautifully, Hanichal Amand Amar, Kula Siyuma de Pirachi, Vachi Kamar, Hanichal de Yachav Spracha Mehachal Amand Tani Net Revai, display Kol Peros, Ha Ilam Betor Survai, Vidor Lo Dar Shle Mehacha, so then you don't need this rule of Ein Omrim Shir Elo Yayin, which you learn from the Pasuk of Kodesh Ilulim, to refer to Hallow. So then, in such a case, you have an extra Ilulim, then you can learn the Bracha Lefanel. Again, according to Pnei Yoshua, all this being on a level of the Raisa. Elamanda Tani Kerem Revai Ma'ikil Meimar, because you need Kodesh Ilulim, even the double, the plural, to teach us all of the halachos. Number one, that there's halacham net the Kerem Revai. And number two, Ein Shir El Yayin, Dimar Tchiv Reb Shim Revai, Chad Tani Kerem Revai, Chad Tanet Revai. Ulamanda Tani Kerem Revai, and it's true. Even the Manda Amar says, Kerem Revai, Hanicha Yal Gzer Shavi. There is a Manda Amar that says you could already learn out the halacha of Kerem from a Gzeirah Shavah when it comes to Arla, what were we referring to? Disanya, we'll see in a second. Rebbe Amar Nema Kan Losev Lachan Tvuaso V'Nema Lahalon Tvuas HaKerem Ma Lahalon Keren Afkan Keren. So the halacha, when the Torah says Losev Lachan Tvuaso, that Min HaTorah it refers to a Keren. So too over here, when we equate it to the kerem of Netar Revai, Mal Alan Kerem, Afkan Kerem, Iyaisa Lechad Hilul Bracha. So then you're going to have one Hilul that will be left for the Bracha. Okay. But Vilo Yarav Zereshava, Bracha Minale. So then you left off, you still need the one Pasuk for Hilul for Bracha. That will not work if you don't learn this Zereshava. And even if you do learn the Gzeirah Shavah that tells us that the halacha of Revai applies specifically to a Keren, so that only applies the Akra of the Bracha Acharei. But Bracha Lefanav Minayin, so the Gemara now introduces a new Svar, which we laid out in the sheet this morning as the second Mekar for the Brachas. Halakasha, the Asher B'Kal V'Chomer, Kishu Sava Mevarech, Kishurav lo kol shekein. We have a svara, and the svara is that if you make a bracha la'acharav, so then certainly you're going to make a bracha l'fanav. Okay, so what emerges now is the Gemara tells us the following. At first glance, Kodesh Ilulim could be a valid makar for everything. But then the Gemara points out that if you're going to use Kodesh Ilulim for everything, which the Gemara had told us, milamit shetunim bracha l'fnei mul achareihem, so then you're going to be stuck, according to the Manda Amar, even if whether you learn a Gzeirah Shavah or not, you only have one Ilulim. So that, the Gemara says, will only tell you the Acharav. It won't tell you the Funav. Now, why would a person go the Acharav? So Rashi says, Ashkechon Acharav, ki the Ashkechon the Birchas HaMazon, dichsiv v'achalta v'savato v'rachta. When it comes to Birchas HaMazon, so there we see already that there's a Mechayiv in the Torah. So if you have an extra Pasuk, so then we always look where you have already a previous source. The previous source is by Birchas HaMazon. So if by Birchas HaMazon we say that there is a requirement, Acharav, when there is Achil on a path, so too, maybe you would think when it comes to these grapes, there's a Chiyuv LaAcharav, but there isn't a Chiyuv LaFanav. So then the Gemara adds another Svara. Kishu Sava Mevarech, Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein. Okay, so what do we have again to crunch? We have the Kodesh Ilulim. And then the Gemara says, according to some, you'll also need for the bracha lefranav kishu sava mevarech kishu rav lo kol shekein. The Gemara is going to continue on and it's going to throw out both of those things. The Gemara is going to say that Kishu Sab Mevarech is not going to be enough, Kodesh Ilulim is not going to be enough, the third Svara of the Gemara is going to be the Svara, and that is Asher. But we're going to focus in the first half hour, 45 minutes, Be'ezer Hashem, today, let's focus on these two Mekaras in the Gemara, and then we'll continue on, Be'ezer Hashem, in the Shatra Latayr. First of all, I want to be medayik in the Gemara itself. Does this svar over here, Kishu Sava Mevarech Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein, when you read that, did it sound right to you? Did it fit well into the Tana Rabbanan? Again, we're explaining, we're being mashlim. V'halacha Kodesh Ilulim Hashem Milamit Shetuna Brach Lefnei Mulachareim. When you read that in the Gemara, does that seem right to you? Yeah. Kishu Sav Nevar Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein. Now, don't tell me Rishayim. Don't tell me Taisis says that Lav Daska, the Ritva. We'll get to all that, Be'ez Hashem. Just in the Mineu Bey in the Gemara itself. What's your reaction? Yes, Josh?
I honestly thought it should have been the other way around. Okay.
Why?
If you're going to tell me that I should make a bracha when I'm hungry, then I should definitely make a bracha when I'm full. But to tell me that, like, it's not...
The actual svar is beautiful, right? Kishu Sabanu, I wasn't even masbir the actual svar. The actual svar is that if a person satiates when his stomach is full, so then he's likely to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he's hungry, and now it's sitting in front of him, so then in such a case, Kal v'chomer, the person should have his own, humanity should have its own understanding that it needs to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, you could be mefakbek with that svar, if that's what you're that maybe you would say the exact opposite. They discussed that? That's not my agenda today. I want to be much more textual than that. I've had enough of svaris for a couple of days. Let's be textual. In the Mineu Bey. Don't worry, we're going to get this svar. Svaris are very geschmack once you have the textual stuff. But in the Mineu Bey, Rabotai, are you happy with this? L'chura, there's something a little bit strange about this whole idea. Ashkechon Akarav Lefan of Minayin. It doesn't really fit in the Brisa itself. The Tana Rabbanan said, Kodesh Ilulim Hashem, it tells us that we learn out from Kodesh Ilulim, Milamei Shetunim Bracha Lefneihem Ulachareihem. There's no mashmos in the Brisa that you first learn Bracha Lachareha, and then afterwards you learn a Bracha Lefaneha. In the Brisa itself, there is a massive chidush that appears according to what the Gemara is suggesting over here. Kishu Sava Mevarech, Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein. So that doesn't fit very naturally back into the Brisa, because the Brisa itself doesn't say Milameid Shemevarechim Achareihem Ulefneihem. That's not the order of the Brisa. The Brisa is that you learn out from Kodesh Ilulim both Chiyuvim. Not that first you learn the Bracha Achareha and then you learn backwards. So when you read the Gemara, that's a question to ask that it doesn't fit back entirely. Now, of course, Rashi explains very nicely. Kedashkan Bevirchas Hamazon. No problems with that. But in the Mineu Bey of the Brisa, that's a little bit of a Sarachiyun. It doesn't fit entirely back smoothly into the Brisa. Okay, that's Sarachiyun number one in the Mineu Bey of the Gemara. Number two, there's something fundamentally problematic, and this we were already ma'orer, and this Ellie came over to me and asked this morning, there's something fundamentally problematic in the pshat of the Gemara according to the opinion of Tosos. In other words, we explained according to the Pnei Yoshua that the Minoani Mili of the Gemara is asking the following. Keitzah Mevarchim, it seems like there's some type of pasuk. Where's that pasuk? And in the Havamina of the Gemara, we're learning that there's a din d'oraisa that's at play. Right? This is the way Pnei Yoshua learns. What we're going to argue today is that there are two ways of learning up this question of Minoani Mili, and it will relate not only how you understand Kodesh Ilulim, but it will relate also to how you understand the word Kishu Sav Mevarech Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein. Dahinu. Because does everybody, Ezra shot up his hand, I don't know if this is what you were bothered by, Ezra, does everybody agree that this kasha, that the Gemara's kasha minan imili, the Gemara is asking for makor d'arayt, like the way the Pnei Yehoshua had learned. Does everybody agree with that? Is the Gemara asking minan imili? I'm asking a hard question. Does everybody agree when the Gemara asks, not a very hard question though, does everybody agree when the Gemara asks minan imili? In fact, they already answered this one. Does everybody agree when the Gemara asks minan imili that the kash is mehechi tesi minatera, there's a chiyuv of bracha lefaneh? The pashtus of the Gemara is like the Pnei Yehoshua. Definitely is the pashtus of the Gemara. But does it work according to everyone? That's not Ezra what you asked? I gave you too much credit. Okay, Josh, go ahead.
Another way of explaining minan imili is, from where do we know that these bracha are set on these specific foods?
There are many ways. You could explain minan imili many, many ways. Nachon, that's fair. And mefarshim say what you say. But I'm asking for muchrach. I'm asking for you for a hechreyach, that the way that Pnei Yehoshua said it is wrong. Mm-hmm. It's not wrong, it's right. But it's wrong. The Hainu that there are some rishonim that cannot learn. Oh, very good. The Hainu, spell it out. Go ahead, say what?
Because the way the Pnei Yehoshua said Tesis, but that Tesis says that Tanakh Koy about Pait Mishamaisen. Pait Mishamaisen, which is that the both are from
Israel. That's what I was looking for. Good shot. Very good. Yedidya points out that Yedidya comes from good stock. Rav Yol Yehoshua reads everything Meduya. This is Rav Yoel, when he reads the Gemara, he sees that. So Yedidya points out that Tosas said that the Ketzad was going back on the Baal Keri. How do we know that there's a bracha lefanel? Mufurish in that Gemara by the bracha lefanel is that the bracha is what? That the bracha is a derabbanan, not a d'oraisa. So the way we learned according to the Pnei Yehoshua is not correct, and Eli and Yaakov point out in Seder, is not correct. The truth is we already made that point from Rav Hirschler. The Rav Hirschler said that's why the Ritva does not quote Tesis the second shot. The Ritva doesn't quote Tesis the second shot because the pashtus of the Gemara is like the Pnei Yehoshua that we're talking about over here is a din d'oraisa. And if we're talking about a din d'oraisa, so then how could Tesis learn that the Ketzad is going back on the Gemara over there that's a Derabbanan? But at the end of the day, Tosis does learn that way. Okay, that's step Aleph. That the Pshat over here, Minan Imili, that we said from the Pnei Yehoshua, cannot be correct according to Tosis. Let me just throw in that the Slach has a different Pshat in Minan Imili, but this is not the way we're going to develop the Sugi. We're going to develop the Sugi in the Minei Ubei, but you have to know this Slach. In fact, it's so famous that Talmud Chachamim was saying it over to me, said over to me as a Noda B'Yehuda. So I went to my computer and I typed in all the words in the Noda B'Yehuda for searches, and I didn't find any way the Noda B'Yehuda said it. And then I started looking through the Achronim, and I saw the Tzach says what he said, and I realized, oh, that's the same guy. He just said Noda B'Yehuda. So this pshat, this is a famous pshat from the Tzach. It's actually a very classic piece that you all have to know this, even though it won't necessarily be relevant in the Minei Ubei, in the Pshat of the Gemara. The Tzlach first quotes the Pnei Yehoshua's Pshat, essentially Pnei Yehoshua's Pshat, and I'm going to take half of the Tzlach. If you want to do the rest of the Tzlach, Eli played around a lot with it, but I'm not interested in the Hemshech, because I don't think the Hemshech is Mukhruch, but here, let's see the Tzlach's first part. The Tzlach says, Va'om Yiro L'niyaz Daiti, Devada Yoda Debirchas Mazman Fanu Humid Rabbanan. No. The Tzlach says, everybody knows that the Bracha L'fanel is Midrabbanan. Not like the first shot that we had said that the Gemara really learned that the Doraisa. However, so then why do we ask Minan Imili and quote a pasuk? Zakt Tzlach, Va'omnam loy haya oila al daitai shel chachomim yichadshu bracha midaitam. Va'yasavar sheminateru hu levarech al kol min v'min. Elo shal ksatsan kovatar bracha l'fanehen. Now the Tzlach says this as well. By the way, you'll be very much rewarded if you break through the Minei Ubei of the Tzlach Sentence. The Tzlach Sentence is written in a very terse manner. They say a similar svar, they go in slightly different directions. It's the main svar that I just want to use. And that is, the Tzlach says like this, Chazal will not make up a svara by themselves or stam. They won't create totally new categories of halacha on their own. If there is already a biblical source that there is a chiyuv sometimes for a bracha lefanav. Or there's even a biblical, you could say this in different ways, or there's a biblical reference to the notion of hilul beforehand, before hanah from an ochel, so then they will extend the idea sometimes as far as themselves. But you do not have, and here the Achronim like to play, they start to begin bring examples from other places in Shas. Sometimes quotes Bob Mitzvah Dav Dalid by Sugiyot Halach, sort of Kirshenam quotes Sugiyot Yuvamis on Daf Mem Dalid. You won't have Chazal creating Svaras entirely on their own. So hence the Gemara goes like this. Of course, the Bracha Rishona is a Derabbanan. The Gemara knows it right off the bat. But the Gemara's first attempt in the Minhag Mili is it wants to find that in some case, that there's a particular case, maybe Yayin, where the Chiyuv is going to be Doraisa. So those details is the part that I'm not interested in discussing. But in some cases that you're going to have a case where it's going to be a Doraisa, then Chazal will expand the Svara. So in such a case, then, what the Gemara is doing is the following. The Gemara is asking, where do we have idea where we extend, the Rabbanan extended it with the Svara? Now, according to this, the Tzlach and Tzvat Emes is Mahalach, then what emerges is the following. What emerges is that you have this Makar, but then the Svara is an extension of the Rabbanan of this Makar. In other words, the Torah creates the motif of having, of creating Hallel beforehand, and once you have this motif, then in such a case, Chazal could extend this. The Sfas Emes points out, based on this, then you don't have to learn like Tosus learns on the bottom of Lamed Hayim and Aleph. Tosus is backed into a corner. Tosus is bothered, then why did we start with Kodesh Hilulim altogether? He says, what are we going to use Kodesh Hilulim for? Because at the end of the day, if it's a Svara, then what do you need this Pasuk? So that answers this question as well. And that is that you have this motif that you see that the Torah created, which ultimately we're going to throw out entirely. But this was the Havamina. Give me a motif, give me a source, and then I'll be able to elaborate on it. So based on that, the Sfas Emes points out, when Tosa says, Ela Svarahu, Ukra Dinasiv Le'il Asmachta Ba'alma. This earlier Pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim, that was just an Asmachta. In other words, they had the Svara, says Tosa. And then they just found that there's a source that backs them up. According to the Tzlach and the Sfas Emes, it goes like this. No, you have a source, at least in the Havamina of the Gemara, the Sfas Emes claims even in the Maskana, you have a source which sometimes is Mechayiv you, the Bracha Lefanav. Not most of the time. Most of the time it's not going to be Mechayiv you. Or maybe the Kodesh Hilulim tells you Bracha Achrona, as we see in the Rashba of Amevin Yavin. But you have a source that tells you that there is a time that you need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and based on that, Chazal expanded. So you don't even use it only simply as Asmachta. Asmachta, as you know, there are different explanations for Asmachta. Asmachta might just be, oh, we have something reminiscent in the Pasuk. No, it's not just simply it's reminiscent in the Pasuk, but rather the Torah itself is creating this motif through Kodesh Hilulim. This is the Tzlach and Tzvat Emes Mahalach. That's all I want to say about it. I don't want to be ma'arich on it, because the way we're going to be ma'azvir the Gemara is not going to be entirely like this. Because they're trying to have their cake and eat it. They're trying to have a Doraisa and a Darabbanan. That's not going to be Be'ez Hashem the way we set up right now. So far we have the Pnei Yoshua's Mahalach and the Tzlach and Tzvat Emes's Mahalach. It's obviously, it's very nuanced. Maybe we'll leave the nuances in their Mahalach for the Maskana, because we're not even up to Svara. Now, I think many of you might be bothered by that. At the end of the day, how does the Svara work in consonance with the Pasuk? That Be'ez Hashem will get back to. What I had in mind to do today is to try to look and see maybe Tosfos has an entirely different Mahalach. Not to say like the Tzvach and the Tzvach Emes. We're still stuck, according to Tosfos. What's the Minhag Mili? Because the Minhag Mili quotes a Pasuk, and that Pasuk is a Doraisa and not a Derabbanan. And Tosfos learns that the case is going back, you did use Kasher, Tosfos learns that it's going back earlier. So Be'ez Hashem, I'd like to be Medayig in a few things in Tosfos and in the Ritzva. Let's see how the Ritzva learns up the Sugya Mitzvah of Atzof, and let's see how Tosfos learns up the Sugya Mitzvah of Atzof. And this is just getting ourselves started. But let's just, okay. Tesis, when he learns up the sugya, he learns that the Kesav is going back on either a Svara or on the Gemara on Chaf Amid Beis. Let's remind ourselves, does the Ritva agree or disagree with Tosfos? Does the Ritva agree or disagree with Tosfos? Let's look back. Yes, Matt, you remember? Yeah, what is the Ritva? How's the Ritva learn? Very good. Or, he says, it goes back to a Svara. The Minani Mili is that really what we're searching for is this Svara, but along the way, maybe we have, let's take a look, let's put all the Ritvas together right now. The Ritva learns, the Yesh Omrim, the first Ritva, Alamed Heyam and Aleph, was this photocopied? Do we have it there? Yeah, we do. The Ritva says, the Yesh Omrim, the Koya Maidamrinu Epirka Kama, Shalom Lachdom, Eno Rashoy Lachdom. So it's going back on the Sugya and Dafir Aleph. V'hanochon damaskona koi. No, the Kesad really only makes sense with the maskana of the Isur. So first of all, I want to point out to you that the Ritva and Tesis are disagreeing with how they learn up the Sugya from the mission. That's step out. Okay. Step number two, Rabbi Osai. I want to put three Ritvas and Tosis in together. Step number two. What does it mean in the Braisa when it says Shaton Bracha the fun of Ula Akhra? What does it mean in the Ritva? According to the Ritva. Says the Ritva, Pirush in Dibra Maskul the Tana Rabbanon, page Reshut Zayin, Vadai La Akhrav Dinoka Lav Daska. La Akhrav says the Ritva is Lav Daska. The Gemara is only talking about Lefanav. When the Gemara when the Braisa brings Kodesh Elulim, of course there that's to create the Makar for Lefanav. Acharav is Lav Dafka. Deichidon. Either Shiva Samin Chiyah Bracha Avrei Meduch Tachmin Nachon. Shiva Samini, we learn out from a different Mikar. Maybe Rajba Ritzvah Lashitasan. Ramezin Yavin. So it's not talking about the Bracha Ola Akharav altogether. So, that's the Ritzvah's learning on when the Braisa says, Lefanu Lachrav, really, Akharav is really entire life after. That's a striking way of. You make the Braisa Lav Daska. Why does the Ritva do this? Why does the Ritva make the Braisa Lav Daska? Let's continue on. Let's see another Ritva. Finally, in Makar number two. Ashkechon, the Akhra, the Fanu Minayin, answers the Gemara, Kishu Sav and the Var, Kishu Rav Bo Koshikin. How does the Ritva read that? So on Reish Chav Beis, on column Reish Chav Beis, on the bottom, the second Ritva, the Ritva learns like this: Halo Kash, the Ma'aseh of the Kal V'Chomer Kishu Savam V'Arkishu Rav Lokeshkin. Pirush Lav Kal V'Chomer Ma'al Yehuza. The Ikol Mifrach Kedeparchin on the Ilz Gabe Perik Misha Esu. Mal Achra Shekein Nenem. The Ritva says, you can't learn from Kishu Savam V'Arkishu Rav Lokeshkin. Lav Kal V'Chomer Ma'al Yehuza, because everybody knows it's different. Everybody knows that the Kishu Saba is Nen and therefore it's Daraisa, the Gemara says. But the Lefanav is only the Rabbanan. Elo Dahai Sugya Loikaima. This where the Gemara says it, that's Lav Daska. The Asikna the Svarahu. Because we conclude that it's entirely a Svarah. So the Ritva learns like this. The Ritva learns that when the Gemara, Braisa says, the Braisa says, as talking about the Bracha Lachrov, everybody knows that that's Lav Daska. And then he therefore also has to say that when the Gemara introduces Kishu Sava Mevara Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein, that's also Dachuk. Why? Because the Ritva says the Gemara Perek Misha Meso is against our entire Sugya. Because the Gemara over there is clear that the Chiyuv of Bracha La'acharav is fundamentally different than the Bracha Lefanav. And that's why the Ritva Lushitaso above says, of course, the Makar that's Lefanav is going to be different than the Makar that's the Acharav. Three Ritzvahs and how we learn the Pshat and the Gemara. So the Ritzvah is convinced that our Gemara has to fit back into the Gemara before, and therefore he says, really, this Pshat in the Gemara is going to be rejected very quickly. And since it's going to be rejected very quickly, when the Gemara uses Kodesh Hilulim, it's not for the bracha la'acharav. It's only for the bracha lefanav, and this svar of Ashkenaz and Yishuv Svarach lo kol shkein, that svar is entirely rejected. So the Ritva says this is a fleeting havamina, and the Gemara is, you don't learn this way. And don't even learn the Braisa as referring to that as well. Ad kan divrei haritva. Yesh l'dayek, that Tesis doesn't exactly learn like the way the Ritva had understood. Tesis in Lefanav Loi Kol Shekein, Tesis says, that's not a strong Kal V'Chomer, but Tesis doesn't say it the exact same way that the Ritva said it. Lav Kal V'Chomer, it's not a Kal V'Chomer. The Imkein, what does Tesis mean it's not a Kal V'Chomer? Tesis means that the Kal and the Chomer don't entirely fit. Why? Because what happens when you make a Kal V'Chomer? Kal V'Chomer says that if the halacha applies to X, then Y it certainly applies to, and Y will have the same din as X. Says Taisus, in that regard, this is a classic case where Taisus and the Ritva seem to be saying something very similar. I want to argue, Beis Hashem, today that they're not saying the exact same thing. Says Taisus, Lav Kal V'Chomer, Dim Kein Te Bracha D'Lefon of Midoraisa. The Taisus is aware of the other Gemara, but he doesn't say that the Gemara here is entirely rejected, and for that matter, when the Braisa says Lefanav u'Acharav, it can't be talking about Acharav, because Acharav has nothing to do with Lefanav. No, that's not how Tosfos learns. Tosfos just says, this is not entirely rejected, this could be a Makar, but Kishu Sav on the Var, Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein doesn't tell you that Rav is on the Madrega of Sava. That what does it tell you? It just tells you that just like there's a bracha over here on a level of Daraisa, so too on a level of Darabana there'll be a bracha here. Similar to what we had seen in the style of the Tzvach and the Satsemesh in general, but leaving them aside, just that we see once there's a Makar over here in the, on the Pasuk, so on the Darabana level we imitate it. But this tells us it's not a Kal V'Chomer. So Yesh L'dayeh, that the Ritva and the Tosfos present the Chisarim differently. According to Tosfos, he's just saying it's not a full-fledged Kal V'Chomer. He doesn't reject it. Tosfos doesn't reject it. According to the Ritva, he entirely rejects it. He says it doesn't fit back into the Braisa based on our Maskana as it being a Svar. Okay, these are my Diyukim. Beis Hashem, what I'd like, yes.
So Tosfos is just saying that it's not a Kal V'Chomer, but really when we say Kishu Sava, that we're just saying there is a source, there is a reason why we should say
right. Let's say it well. Tosfos L'shitaso does not mention that La'acharav is La'adapso. Am I right? Or, make sure we're going right. Does Tosfos anywhere say that La'acharav is lav dafka, like the Ritva? For some reason, the Ritva feels compelled to say La'acharav is lav dafka, but Tosfos doesn't. So once the Ritva learns that La'acharav is lav dafka, so then the Ritva says, yeah, Kishu Sovavar, Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekein also doesn't really fit in. It's a fleeting havamina in the Gemara. But Tosfos doesn't say that. People put together the Tosfos and the Ritva. But in the Lashonis, they're different. Why? Because I think it's because, for some reason, the Ritva needs to say that we're only talking about the Bracha Lefanav. Tosfos doesn't want to say that. For some reason, Tosfos doesn't want to say that. Okay. Now I'd like to go back and suggest the following pshat on the first Sarchi and the following Chidush in the Minei Bay in the Gemara. Could it be that Tesis learns the following way in learning up the Gemara? Ashkechon la'acharov, lefanav minayin,
And the Gemara answers, Kishu Shav Mevaret, Kishu Rav Lo Kol Shekin. Maybe Tosas holds that if this was the valid Makar for Berachas Hananin, the Makar, as the Pashtus of this stage of the Gemara, the Makar starts with the Bracha L'Achareha, not the Bracha L'Fanel. So the Gemara asks, assuming that the first Makar is going to be the Bracha Acharav, and then we're going to infer backwards. So the Braisa Kodesh Hilulim tells us that there's a Chiyuv Acharav. That could be, according to Tosfos, that could even be on a level of Daraisa in the world of theory. That could come from Kodesh Hilulim Hashem. But once we have that Daraisa, then we look work backwards to the Din D'Rabbanan. If that's shot, we've answered Yudhidya's question. We've answered Rav Hirschler's question. And that is, it's true that according to Tosfos, you can't have Bracha Lefanav to be the Kesad, the Minani Mili, going on a level of Daraisa. Because Tosfos says that the Kesad is going back, according to Tosfos' chat, the Kesad is back on what? The Kesad is going back on the Sugya over there, Perek Misha Meso, where it's Darabana. Hence, according to Tosfos, the pshat is like this. The Braisa is learning first La'acharav, as the Pashtus of the Gemara. Ashkechon La'acharav, Lefanav Minayim. So what's the Lefanav? Lefanav is a Din D'Rabbanan, not a Din D'Raisa. Lefanav is a Din D'Rabbanan. And the Braisa is not so smooth, according to Tosfos, but neither according to the Ritva. According to Tosfos, it's not so smooth, because the Braisa says Lefanav, Lefneim, Ula'acharim. And according to Tosfos, it would have been nicer for the Braisa to have said L'achareyem, and from which you learn L'fneihem. But that the Gemara already suggested. But Tosfos is learning that this Minani Mili is working on a level of Derabbanan. But the Derabbanan is coming for the Bracha of L'faneha, which is learned out the Bracha L'achareha. And according to this, it could be at this stage of the Gemara, as we're going to see, the Rajba holds, that there are times that the Bracha L'Achareha that works on the level of Daraisa. That could very well be. The Ritva finds that very difficult. The Ritva says no, that everything over here is on a level of Darabanan, with one of two possibilities. Either the Minani Mili is asking on a level of Darabanan in some type of Asmapta, or you could learn like the Pnei Yoshua had learned. And that's why the Ritva starts off, and the Ritva says, no, when we ask Minani Mili really means we want to get to the Svara. We want to get to the Svara in the Matskana. This is the Machlokis between Tosfos and Ritva, and this is the way to be Miyashev, the major difficulty, and that is that at the end of the day, Tosfos can't be learning that the Shaila is working on a level of Daraisa. So every part along the way, Tosfos and Ritva are Meduyas, the Hainu, that the Ritva did not learn the Kesad going back the way that Tosfos learned, but rather the Minani Mili is going back onto the Svara. Tosfos' second shot. It's going back to the Svara. And the Gemara first tries the Makar. That we know really doesn't work because we know it's not going to be Daraisa. And then the Gemara is going to go back to the Svara. Yes, Ezra.
If Tosfos learns that Kodesh Hilulim Hashem is really referring to the Rafa L'Acharav, and then we're learning from that to Rafa L'Acharav.
Correct. Which is a Gemara. That's a Gemara. In other words, it's a Beferish Gemara, right? Ashka L'Acharav L'Fanav Minayin. The Ritva was so bothered, he said, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't fit into anything that we know. So he says, oh, really, this is a fleeting shot. It really doesn't fit back into anything. It doesn't fit back into the Minani Mili. Yes, Tim?
The friend is also, the Kesa is going back on a Darabanan, then the Minani Mili is asking only on a Daraisa?
No, Minani Mili goes like this. So now let's read the words of the Gemara according to Tosfos. How did Tosfos read the words of the Gemara? Frek the Hele Gemara. Minani Mili, how do I know that there is a chiyuv on Birchas Haperos? The Tana Rabbanan Kodesh Hilulim Hashem Melamed Shetunim Brach Lefneim L'Achareim. Kodesh Hilulim Hashem tells us that there's a bracha lifnei la'acharim. How does it tell us? It tells us first because there is a chiyuv la'acharav, and this is what the Gemara is going to say later on. Ashkechan la'acharav, lefanam minayin. So Kodesh Hilulim is telling us la'acharav. And that's going to be learned from a svara. That svara could only be a din d'rabban. Ashkechan kishu savam mivarech, Ashkechan la'acharav, lefanam minayin, kishu savam mivarech, kishu rav, lo, kol shekein. Derech agav, I want to say that based on this, the mikan is meduyuk in the Gemara as well. Mikan, Amar Rabbi Akiva, from here Rabbi Akiva says. In other words, once we have this idea that you learn out from Kodesh Hilulim, so then Mikan, in other words, it's not directly from the Pasuk itself. The Pasuk itself is La'acharav, but it tells us, Lifnehem, so Mikan to Rabbi Akiva extends this din of Lifnehem even to an Isser Litom. But it's not the version of the Pasuk that there's it's a litum, but the Braiser just tells us that there's a din d'rabbanan. Mikan amar Rabbi Akiva. Okay, well, that there's more to discuss about this. Rabbi Akiva is also being mechadish the Isser. We could discuss that later on. Tov. So this, I think, works out to be good pshat in the Ritva himself. Now the Gemara goes through the Hemshech in the Shak of Atarya. This is the machlokes between Tos and Ritva. Every part is meduyak. The Gemara continues in the Shakla Taira and then comes to the Maskana that what we're talking about is that there's a Svara which ultimately prohibits someone from being Nene Me'olam Hazeh. So what's the scope of this Svara? And here we get to a very important Lamdash Machlokas. It could be that some of the things that we're going to discuss in this Machlokas might be relevant above, but even just in terms of Pshat, you need to answer the difficulty within the Tosos. How could it be? How did Tosos learn the Minani Mili? I'm feeling very, very guilty now. Why am I feeling very guilty? Because my Yetzer is telling me the clock's working now, right? Yesterday was only 12:20, so maybe I should skip the Shakla Vitari of the Gemara and just go to Elos Svarhu, because I really have nothing to add in the Shakla Vitari. And then I have my Bairim screaming at me in my mind that you can't skip the Shakla Tariya of the Gemara, even if you don't have anything to say. Okay, so I'll try to be conquer my HR. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says like this. Ashkechan Keren, Shar Minin Minayin. So I understand when it comes to Keren, Kerem, so then you have a Makar. What was the Makar that we learned out from Kerem Revai? The Yalf Mi Kerem. We could learn it out from Kerem. Ma Kerem Shdover Shnen V'Tom Bracha. I've called Dover Shnen V'Tom Bracha. Says Ikon Mifrach. Ma the Kerem Shechen Kaya Ba'olos. Kerem is different. That there's a Chiyuv of Olos after beginning to the Neem. Kama Tochiyach. Ma the Kama Shechen Chayevas Bechala Kerem Yochiyach. So each one of them have Milos. V'Chazor Din Lo Rizek Rizeb Lo Rizek Rizeb. Hatzad Shavish Men Dover Shnen V'Tom Bracha. I've called Dover Shnen V'Tom Bracha. Asks the Gemara, Malatzav Shalem Shekin Yesh Botzad Mizbeach. These two things are brought up from Mizbeach. Nami Zayis is Beitzad Mizbeach. And also Zayis, maybe you could throw in also because it's offered up in the Menachos and others. By Zayis, there already is including Kerem. B'chsiv V'yivar Megodesh V'akamah V'akerem Zayis. Amar of Papa, Kerem Zayis. Ikri, Kerem Shtama Lo Ikri. So that's why you have to say that Zayis is an exception to the rule. Okay. So whether Zayis falls in, either way you would be able to push it in because as it's Tzad Mizbeach. The Kol Makom Kasha. Malat Tzad Hashem Shkein Yesh Ben Tzad Mizbeach. We learned in our Mishnah that there's a Chayiv of Brachos and all these things. Many of those things don't have a Tzad Mizbeach. El Diyalfo Mishivas Haminim. Rashi explains that the Shivas Haminim learned out are mentioned with the post in the pasuk that precedes v'achalta v'savata in Devarim, mashiv esamim davar shnei v'tam bracha. I've called davar shnei v'tam bracha. Ask the Gemara to say there. Mal shev esamim shkein chayim likurin v'od hotenich la'achrav l'fanim minayin. That works for the achrav. What about l'fanav? So the Gemara comes back again to our svara. Halo kasha. Dasha b'kavachamik kishu samvar kishu rav lo kol shkein. Ulamad detani neter revai hotenich kol davar nitiyad. The lav bar netiyah can go basa beis and dogim minolei, which incidentally is not found in our Mishnah, correct? But the Gemara says at the end of the day we know that there is a halacha that says that you need to make bracha on those things before. Ela, the Gemara says you're right. When we reach So the Gemara went pretty far. The Gemara did pretty well. The Gemara got all the way for Birchas Hanenin, all the way to Shahakol. We had a Makar, if we learn from Terem Revai, all the way to Shahakol with the Tzad HaShaveh from Kama. But when it comes to Shahakol, then we get stuck. Ela Svaruhu Asal Adam Shanim Min Olam Azeh Below Bracha. But ultimately, the Gemara says for the Shahakol, we need to bring in the Svaru. Of course, the classic Lamdisha question is, is the svar going back on everything, or does the tzad hashava help us the whole way? Okay. Now we're up to topic number, makar number three. We did the makar of Kodesh Yilulim, which how you understand the minan and milan Kodesh Yilulim is going to be a machlokas to how you understand Keshu Sav and Var Keshu Rav Lo Kol Shekein, which is a machlokas between Tosus and the Ritzvah. Now we have the third makar. The third makar is the svar. Asal Adam Shiena Balam Azeh Below Bracha. By the way, in the future, we'll discuss in Machshava. We need to discuss. There are some beautiful ideas in Machshava over here, but let's first do that. I always feel that once you know the halacha, then the Machshava becomes much more beautiful. Otherwise, the Machshava is like the topping. The topping. You got to have the meat and the potatoes. So when the first time I taught this, I started off with the Machshava. That was the first year. The first year, I started off with the Svara right away, and then I went back. But look, I guess my Rebbeim are doing a better and better job. Today, this time, I said, I'll start the Zman, we'll do Ketz and Mevarchin, the first Rashi, then we'll do the Shkenam Shir, and then we'll get into the bowels. And then later, the Machshava, so I started with the Machshava then. But now, I think it makes more sense to go straight and take apart the Sugya as Chazal presented it. Let's take a look and see how Rashi is Masber the Svar. Zok the Heliger Rashi. El Svarahu. To the Tarvayu Islu Pircha. To a man the Tarani, Terem, Vyalf, Brach, Mishiva, Minim, Ika Pircha, Shekain, Tunim, Bikurim. So you're stuck with the Bikurim. To a man the Tarani, Terevai, Ika Mifrach, Ha Tainach, Midi, the Banati, the La Banati, and Minalan. Rashi spells out good pshat. Whether you learn it's Kerem Revai or Netter Revai, you're going to be stuck. But again, I'm pointing out, according to one who learns Netter Revai, you're only going to be stuck for the Shahakov. El svaru, the kima denenet tzarach lehedes v'misha bara. That it's a svara that you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the food. Yesh l'dayek in Rashi, that Rashi says the chiyuv over here is lehodos, is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbo said, let's continue on in the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Asa leila adam shiyenem in eilam azeh b'loi bracha, v'chol anenem eilam azeh b'loi bracha, ma'al. You're over Mi'ila. So we have to be Medayik in every word in the Gemara, which we will do Be'ezer Hashem in the future. But right now, before we're Medayik in every word in Rashi in the Gemara, let's just stay with the words over here. This Tana Rabbanan, Asur Laila Adam Shiyenim in Eilam Azeh B'loi Bracha. What's the classic way to be Mazbir? This you said, Asur Laila Adam Shiyenim in Eilam Azeh B'loi Bracha. There's an Isur. Then how would you describe the bracha? There's an issur to be nenem olam hazeh below bracha. So how would you? What does a bracha do? What would be the classic lumdisha term? Adam will see. We'll see if I earned my salary this past year. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's, it's more pressure on my wife than it is on you. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. What?
It gives you a
shush. It gives you a shush. Okay. And what's the lumdisha term? I did a better job 4 years ago. Yes, Ezra. It's a matir. The Pashas, it's okay. The Pashas of Gemara is that the bracha over here is a matir. Rabosai, I'd like to be medayik that lechura, right? You understand what that means, right? That there's an isur, like hegdish. In order to have enough for hegdish, pidyon, let's say it's a type of hegdish that you could be poda, the pidyon is matir, right? That would be the term that we use. So the bracha is matir d'achila. That lechura is what emerges from asala v'adam shi'enim e'enim azeh b'loi bracha. From Rashi, indeed, by Maska El Svaru, it sounds like a little different. You masking with me? What does it sound like from Rashi over here, El Svaru? It sounds like more precise. Good simcha, more precise than Rashi. Yes, Matt?
It's just like Derech.
Okay, I agree there is a thing of Derech. That, by the way, the Sfas Emes in Machshava makes a big deal about it. He talks about very much about the Derech Eretz. You're right, there is that Bechina as well. But just to, can anybody use a more halachic term from in Rashi? Yes.
Birchas
Hoda. Hoda from Rashi. I wouldn't use the word birchas because that's going a little bit too far. We birchas Hoda and birchas Hanen. We're not going to be mechadish to say birchas Hanen and is really a birchas Hoda. Maybe. All right. That's a little bit. That's very extreme. But from Rashi, there's definitely a bechina of Hoda that exists. That Rashi says the words Sarach Lahoida is from Yishev Brum. Okay. So we're medayik, if you will, that Rashi learns the Svara a little bit differently than the Agadita learns it. Okay, now let's read the Rishonim, the other Rishonim carefully. Let's read and see how the Ritva learns the Maskana, and let's read and see how the Rajba learns the Maskana. Okay. El Svarahu, Asa the Adam. Let's see the Ritva. Who wants to read the Ritva? Most of the Talmidim get a chance to see. Rabosai, always when the Talmidim get a chance to see, I always ask for a vote. How many Talmidim would like to stop now? Because you didn't. I saw that many of the Talmidim were plowing through the Shach L'Talya. How many would like to stop now? How many would like to continue on? How many? I'll make sure they don't beat you up after Shir if you say to go on. So how many people, Talmidim would like to stop now? Okay, so because I know that some Talmidim did not see the Ritva, quite a few did not see it inside, but I think you'll be able to follow in the diukin that I'm making. The most important thing is to have a sense of the Shach L'Talya. I'm really happy with the, you should know I spent a lot, the Talmidim sometimes don't really realize, I was telling Josh, the Talmidim Torah Shach don't realize how amazing it is that Rabbi David, all the things that he does, and that he has time to prepare shiur. You don't realize how long it took for me to structure the shiur, just to be able to break it down, because the Shach L'Talya is so complex. Just to think, it took me. Maybe for some of you it would be so obvious, but it took me a long, long time. It was so much material to figure out that I should break it down into the three different mechayivim and show in the interplay between these three. It takes a tremendous amount of time. The material is easy. To learn up the material is easy. But sometimes to put it together is very hard. So, and the reason why it's hard is because the reason why it took you so long in Seder, and that is there's so much in the Shach L'Talya to just to figure out and to put together is quite hard. So what I'm driving at is now, this Ritzvah and Rajbo should not be difficult for you. Everything now is much smoother sailing. So the Ritva learns the following. Ela Svarahu, Asa Adam Shenim in Alma Zebelo Bracha, says the Ritva, Pirush. Mishum Dechsiv, Vashem Artem Lo Kedukamon, Veheyach Yito Adam Mashaina Shaloi, Velo Yito Mimenu Rishus. The Kulu Brachos Lefneim Asu Mehai Svara. Vasilu Shiva Samin, the Kavachom Elil Leise Kedichsiv, Imken Kol Brachos Lefneim Midrabbana. So the Ritva assumes that the Svara is only the Midrabbanan, is not the Araisa. Again, we've never been entirely bimazbir when a Svara works on a level of the Araisa, when a Svara works on a level of the Rabbanan. I don't know if we'll have Siyata Dishmaya to come up with a clear Hagdarah. But the Ritva repeats our Gemara in a very straightforward manner. The best way to read this Ritva is to immediately contrast it to Rajbas. Let's take a look and see how the Rajba learns up the Maskana. Here I assume that most of you have, right? That if somebody has a COVID and someone next to you also has a COVID, to maybe pass it on to somebody else so people could look inside. Okay, let's take a look at the Rajba. Hachi garsin b'chol ha-svarim. Svarihi asa l'adam she'enem min adam azeb l'abracha. Klomat, bikulu, main midi de bar netiyo, bein midi de lav bar netiyo. Ubein leman de tani net revai, bein leman de tani kerem revai, that's all in Rashi. Leka de tan bracha lo lefan velo v'achro min ha-tore. Elo shiva samim bilvav, shein tunim bracha l'achro min ha-tore. This is, first of all, the Rajba says that this yisod that we learn out from the Svara, the chiyuv midrabanan of bracha, he says that doesn't apply to shivas haminim. That shivas haminim has a bracha la'achar of min haTorah. Okay, that's not our subject for today, but keep it in mind. Hashar minin bein lefnei and bein la'acharein ein tunin kal elo misvar ukras machzabal. And then he quotes, it's interesting, Kol Nenim El Mazeb Lo Bracha, he quotes Yerushalmi. Who is our Gemara? Rashba quotes it as Yerushalmi. Rabbi said, let's start to be Medayik. Is the Rashba and the Ritva, are the Rashba and the Ritva the same? At first glance, they're kamat the same, but there are two fundamental differences that are going to make all of the difference in the world. The way the Rashba learns, and the way the Ritva learns. If I knew you had pondering Seder to look at this, and you didn't notice this, I'd be ripping into you. I'll be gracious, because I realize that the guy at Baruch Hashem was learning and working hard in the previous material. That's why that was the shaft behind my question with Wayne. How many of you want to go on? You think, those of you who want to learn, you think I have a good commercial to tell you in the interim. So this reminds me of I was once sitting, this is a classic moment. My brother says a chabur in Lakewood, so he married a Hasidish girl. I think they went out 4 or 5 days beforehand, and that was it. So my parents were like spooked. I don't agree with the Mahalach, but that's what my brother may be well did. So I went to the L'chaim, I went to the Vart, where they call it the Vart, so in Borough Park, and I walked in, and there were a bunch of the men and women, of course, in totally separate areas, and there were a bunch of men with long beards and hair sitting around. So I sat down next to one of them. So one of the fellows, I said this last year, no? I told this story, Michael? I'm not sure. It's important. It's a very important story. In fact, it could just as well be in tonight's Sichas Moshe of the story. And that's time telling you stories, and you'll see how in a moment. Just remind me, I have to connect it to what we're at in the juncture we're at in the Lima. It's a point that I'm trying to get out. But this story in of itself is a very important Moshe. So I was sat down over there, and the Chassid, I gave the Chassid a Shalom Aleichem, and he gave me a Shalom Aleichem. So he asked me what I do. So at the time, I think I was in Columbia in grad school and also in YU in the Smicha program. So I explained to him that I was learning in Yeshiva Sarah and Yitzchak Elchanan, and it's a great yeshiva, and he asked me what my Rebbe's name is. So I told him it was, I think Rabbi Brownshee was still there, it was before I was in Rabbi Shechter's year. I only went to Rabbi Shechter's year when I was older. As long as Rabbi Brownshee was there, I was in Rabbi Brownshee's year for many, many years. I had four Rebbeim in YU, Rabbi Brownshee, Rabbi Shechter, then I would call it with the Rosenzweig and also Rav Twersky. I got to know, I started going to Rav Twersky's shir when I was already a Rebbe. I couldn't go to Rav Shechter's shir anymore. I hold that Talmid would go to stop going to shir too early. When I was already a Rebbe, I was still going to shir also because I want to earn a living. But I hold that shir is a very, very important part of growth, even when you're in a relatively advanced stage. So I was describing to him what Shkiz Rebbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan is, that you have to understand. One hand is college, but you barely have to leave, and the guys are in the base measure until 12 at night, and he's listening to me. And I described to him that it's really, really strong, that even though I had learned entire dance beforehand, that I found that the base measure is really, really strong. I was very, very impressed. So after 10 minutes, and he kept on asking me questions about the schedule and what I was learning and so on. So a lot of times we get the questions of people who don't know what's going on in YU. So after 10 minutes, he says to me, I turned to him and I asked him what he does. So he says, I'm a professor in Stern College. His name is Rabbi Dr. Fried. My brother is uncle by marriage. And he's a professor in Stern College. So that was a tremendous, tremendous lesson in terms of, I thought that I was open-minded. So here I was, I assumed that this chassid doesn't know anything. He got his PhD from the same place that my father got his PhD in the New School of Social Research, and he was a chassid. So this Dr. Fried says the following. He says that when you're learning with young student, he says he doesn't think you should do Tosfos. He's a professor of Jewish education. He says he doesn't think that you should do Tosfos. He says, but if they ask Tosfos' question, so then you could do the Tosfos with them. But Sam, why do they need to do the Tosfos? It's great to do the Gemara. Says, and the proof of the pudding is, says the proof of it is, because Tosfos uses the words, v'im tomar, if you're going to say. If you're going to ask, v'yesh lomar. So then in such a case, you'd answer, so I feel something, in Shir, I feel very strongly about the same thing. Sam, for me to say, nice Torah, there's a lot of nice Torah to say in this Rashi and Rissol, we'll get to it. But if the issues are not burning inside of you, so then the Torah is not meant to be said. The Torah is meant to teach Talmidim. So I think his point, I don't agree with him, I don't go so far, the entire part, I don't know if he would say the same thing in Yeshiva Gedola, but he says for younger students, you shouldn't be doing Tosfos. So I will not go on, as much as you might want me to go on, I will not go on unless some Talmidim notice what's unique over here in the Rashi and the Rissol, as I give you enough time. Go ahead, yeah?
So it seems like the Rashi still connects the pasuk between the Svaras. He says.
Very good. I thought I had a monopoly on that view. I like that view very much. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we're able to. I didn't see anybody that made this view. There's a famous Shtikl Torah. I think it's pretty famous in this Rashba Ritva. I didn't see anybody make the diuk. The Hainu, that Ezra is being medayik, that the Ritva says that the Makar for this halacha comes from the pasuk of Hashem Ha'aretz Umulala. In other words, this Svara is brought out by the pasuk. Now the guys were bothered by, but wait a second, isn't it a Svara? The answer is very simple. The Torah just tells us this idea that there's time that there's Hashem Ha'aretz Umulala, and that there's time that Ba'aretz Nasan Lev Nei Adam. That means that on a machshava level, there are times that a person is not supposed to access God's world, and there are times that man is supposed to. Come along Chazal, the Pashas, if the Svara is of the Rabbanah, so come along Chazal and they say, aha! You know what? It makes sense to apply that to food as well. It makes sense to say that you need to make a bracha in order to be nene from it. That's the relationship over here between the Svara and the Pashas. So Ezra's Medayeg, that the Ritva quotes the Pashas. And the Rajva does not, and in fact, the Rajba doesn't even claim that our Gemara has it. He says that's Yerushalmi, which is that's frightening. Okay, that's diuk number one. That is not the most basic halachic diuk. I thought that this was those of us who have a chassidish ben, so then maybe we note a little bit more to notice that, the relationship between the Svar and the Pasuk. But there's something even much more basic in the Rajba and the Ritzvah. Yes, Simcha?
The Rajba says that's where I understand.
Oh, very good. That the Rajba says that the bracha achrona applies l'achareihem as well as l'fneihem. What do I mean by that? That we learn out from this svara both the bracha l'fneihem and the bracha achareihem. So there are these two motifs that are at play in the Rashba and the Ritva. So Be'ezer Hashem, I think even tomorrow we're going to play a lot with the machlokas between the Rashba and the Ritva. Let's go a drop further. Who does Rashi seem to be closer to? Maybe we don't have enough information. You need to think. When Rashi says Lahodos, where does Rashi? You already want to say something earlier about it? Yes, go ahead. Why? Right. Okay. That I think is logical. According to the Ritva, it sounds like the Ritva is understanding that over here the bracha is a matzia. However, according to the Rashba, it's not a matzia. Prove it, Ellie. If it's applied to bracha achrona, then it's not a matzia. So this is a gishmak de machlokas. This is probably the most fun machlokas in the entire parak. What is the bracha achrona? Is the bracha rishona? Is the bracha rishona one of hodah, or is the bracha rishona a matzia? So Rashi says that's hodah. The Ritva, when he describes the bracha, he describes it quoting Sukkim, and he doesn't mention that it's referring also to a bracha achrona. Why? Because he holds that the bracha rishona is a matzah, therefore it can't be applied to a bracha achrona. However, the Rajba understands that this svara is also talking about the bracha akhara, because it could very well be that the bracha is connected to hoda. If it's connected to hoda, if its source, its mechayiv is the hoda, so then even a bracha akhara would be appropriate. So I want to add Ezra's ha'ara. Then everything is meduyak in the lashon and the Rajba and the Rizva. This I think we are mechadesh this time around. The first, just this past Friday, I noticed this. This machlokas is I remember we had done well last time, but what I had not done well was I hadn't noticed that the Ritva does quote the pasuk and the Rajva does not in the context. Why? That would be l'shitasam, because the way we were medayik in the Gemara, that the Gemara says that the pasuk is a mafir b'shem aratim loa, that does not fit according to the Rajva, because according to the Rajva it's a function of hodah. If it's a function of hodah, so then it's not a mafir. We might ask him in the bracha achrona. However, the Ritva, who learns that Tamati, he doesn't quote the bracha achrona, so therefore he quotes the pasuk. And what's striking is, again, the Rajba quotes the name of Yerushalmi. It could be that the Rajba didn't even have it in our Gemara altogether, the Drasha, and we need to, you have the footnotes over there, Josh. I don't know what the story is. He quotes in the name of the Yerushalmi, yet in our Gemara it's the Hemsh, in the Rajba, in our Gemara it's the Hemsh. Okay. Emir Seshem, tomorrow I'd like to flesh out the sugya, but now this machlokis between the Rajma and the Ritva is a very important machlokis to chazer as well. Oh, Rabotai, please don't forget 3:10. It might not be enough time to do chazara, but so then I'll be here tonight as well. So up until 3:10 we'll have chazara. 3:10 we're going to need to go for